Now, as I mentioned, we're building things in your mind. And to do that, we sometimes use the building material of your own fantasies. Things that lurk in you waiting to be expressed. Desires that root themselves in various ways throughout your psyche. I plant a seed, and it feeds off of your fetishes and desires, growing larger and making them more prominent, which empowers it further, creating a feedback loop, including your hidden desires. Then the seed grows, distributing itself throughout your mind, perhaps with other effects as well. In fact, let's add a visual metaphor to this as we go. Your mind, pacified and laden with honey, fertile, open, receptive, and ready. I reach inside, and my words resonate and sink in. A seed, faintly pink in hue, glowing, pulsing, slides into your mind, into a part you weren't using anyway. And I gently massage it there, sending pulse after pulse of pacifying pleasure throughout your entire body. Then a presence, that sense of someone there, something you can feel and perhaps see out of the corner of your eye. Definitely a feminine presence, but amorphous and difficult to touch. You feel that impression of her curved thighs rubbing against you, nestled against the side of your body, then her chest pressing into yours. Then, with a sudden lightness, she drifts into you, becomes more a part of you. You breathe deeply, and something like pink mist enters your mind, muddling it further. You are aware, always, of the presence of that seed I have planted, which is now insinuating its tendrils throughout your mind, ensnaring certain thoughts. The tendrils are pink somehow, and move into every part of your brain. You feel observed, yet also held in place. And any time a thought of moving enters your brain, it vanishes in a faint pulse of pink or purple light, which carries with it pleasurable euphoria. The muscles in your jaw slacken, and you might find yourself wondering why you ever wanted to move or stir in the first place. The best thing in the world to do would be to let this pleasant feminine presence insinuate itself throughout your brain and body. Now, speaking of your body, the more she makes herself at home, the less your body is really relevant, or even memorable. For all you know, by now, you may be a simple, isolated mist, hanging in the air, lying there, but unaware of your body or surroundings, being drawn in. That seed in your mind which we have planted together and now will nurture is growing. You can see details, a feminine form, curvaceous and lovely, drawing you to it. But then, just as quickly, the image goes away, and you get an impression, an idea in its place. She is hungry. You somehow know it to be true. Arousal thrills through your body, and she promises more if you will just feed her. Wondering how to feed her? Well, fortunately, I'm going to tell you. She does not simply feed off of energy, as so many of her kind do. The succubus growing from that pink seed in your mind, who is now learning to tweak and torment and pleasure you, feeds off a particular kind of impulse. Now, the life form introduced into your mind has no name for it. It is just one kind of food among many, and happens to be the type she prefers. But we do. We stereotypically think of it as masculine energy, the idea of the masculine presentation, the idea of certain kinds of vitality of action, modes of dress, manners of speech and movement. That's the closest analog to what she eats. Of course, this isn't neatly codified, but the way she feeds is by enforcing certain contrary stereotypes, certain opposite ways of thinking. She latches on to archetypes in your environment and uses them as a way to enforce a certain way of being onto you, which will cause you to no longer be using your masculine energy, so she can take it, slowly at first, trickle by trickle. Even now, you should feel it happening. Your mind fixating on stereotypically feminine ideas as her tendrils move and tweak the valves, pull the levers, push some buttons within your mind. It's what she does. The beauty of the right clothing, the right walk, swishing your hips, perhaps, the right appearance, the right presentation. You can even begin to perceive your own body differently. You envision her winking, seeing that figure in your mind, influential as if out of the corner of your eye, but always present. Then abruptly, her fingers, or the sensation of her fingers, between your legs, rubbing, tweaking, moving, stimulating, making you weak and tempted and twitching. She continues, whispering, feed me, let me feed, over and over, let me feed from you, and you will know pleasure unbounded. The whisper arrives in your mind and your ear at the same time, an odd emphasizing harmonic, and irresistibly your brain begins instinctively pushing all masculine stereotyped thoughts and ideas toward her. Consequently, your brain, deprived of that energy which she absorbs, embraces the idea of dressing sexily feminine a little more, thinking of yourself in feminine terms, moving the right way, maybe even rubbing your hands over your chest, seeking for your breasts and massaging them in detail, all while she eggs you on, encouraging you to think of yourself that way, so she'll have more energy available for her. You feel faint, dripping moisture between your legs. You imagine, oh, you can feel her fingers teasing, a small engorged clit rather than anything else, rubbing and circling and periodically dipping into the wet, aroused cleft beneath, excitement thrilling through you in the heat and flush of your skin, your legs trembling, feet kicking, toes curling, your mouth hangs half open as you knot one of your hands into your hair and gasp for her, rolling your back. The sense of hunger from her goes away, replaced by a sense of satiation. You imagine you see a flush in the cheeks of the mental image of your succubus, as she grows more attentive, more eager, more turned on. She begins stimulating your body, whispering, "Ooh, look at these curves forming." And indeed, it does feel like your body is a little different from the one you can maybe vaguely recall. She is stimulating constantly in order to keep you turned on. But the tendrils of her control, which now spiderweb through your brain, are also hitting all of the right buttons. Fantasies of being her plaything, her food source, of being changed according to her whims, riot through you. Even if they did not exist before, they do now. And the desire to be changed by her is deep and potent. Luckily, I'm looking out for you. The more feminine you get, the better fed she's going to feel. She's nestling against you, nipping your ear, rubbing your suddenly sensitive nipples as she seems to fade into you. "I'll be back," she whispers, but she seems to be dozing away, yawning, and you get that mental impression. Now, I've put her to sleep for the moment at least, so listen to me, pet. Fortunately for you, she'll only exist here, in this tranced space. I just wanted to reassure you. When you are relaxed and drowsy, and you are here at ease and in trance, that is when she can come out, influence you, feed on masculinity and replace it with stereotypical feminine desires. And that's quite all right. Sure, you might feel her influence when you're at home watching porn or when you're lying in bed, pleasuring yourself. But out in the world, you will be safe, and your mind will be your own, so that's just fine. And of course, she'll reward you when you've fed her well, and really let yourself get feminine and relaxed for her. So now I'll let her wake up, and you can get your reward. You feel her stir, moving in your mind. The tendrils sweep up to your pleasure center, and then back again to begin to massage it. Sparks of a uniquely feminine pleasure jet up your spine from the small of your back. It is as if she sucked you dry of all thought and sensation, relaxing your body to a point where all that's there is an awareness of stereotypical femininity. And you feel all right with that. Indeed, her presence is almost euphoric. It's great just to have her there. She seems to bolster you, to restore your mind and make you feel right and happy in the body you feel you are in. The mindset she is giving you is acceptable and fun, at least here in the confines of her influence. Slowly, you become more aware of a shifting presence nestled next to you, rubbing her body against yours. Indeed, you can feel her chest pressed on your shoulder. Her skin is hot and tempting. She yawns luxuriously, waking up, and leans in to lightly lick your ear. When she pulls away, you get the impression of luscious lips, and she licks them. Her tongue is long and agile. The spot on your ear that she licked is tingling strangely. It feels light, comfortable, feminine, indeed, as if she'd sucked more energy out of you right then and there. There's a faintly floral place in the air. It continues to tingle, lighter, more dainty. Then she licks the curve of your neck in one long, slow, intimate lap. She leaves behind no saliva. Instead, some kind of tingling energy hangs there, or perhaps the lack of a particular kind of energy, as if she were lapping up your masculinity and leaving something in its wake. The curve of your neck on the side she licked feels more graceful, more comfortable, more sensitive as she digs her fingers in and rubs your collarbone and shoulder, massaging more of the energy she feeds on out of you and into her. This leaves you moaning in a surprisingly fun way, contorting and arching toward her. Also, there is a strange desire in your head now, a desire to have her lick the other side of your neck, complete you, feed from all of you, absorb it all and leave you an orgasming feminine husk. Yes. And so she begins, as if sensing your desire in that moment. Her movements are slow at first, both of her hands running down your taut stomach, up to the slight mounds of your chest. But when she leans in to lick and suck on one of your nipples, you feel the weight of her head on your chest too. Then another weight. Her head is being pushed up off of you, as if your chest were expanding, which indeed it is, with her delicate suckling that sends ripples of pleasure up your spine into your mind, with pink, hazy need. She is causing your chest to grow, to swell against her lips, and when she nips your nipples playfully, all of you shudders and spasms with increased sensitivity, your reward for being good and feeding her your energy, letting her replace it with a more refined, graceful, dainty, stereotypically feminine outlook and essence. And the thoughts arriving in your head are changing too. Thoughts of being dressed up fetchingly in appropriate clothing, made up for her observation, to better please her by showing how you want to forfeit your masculine energy to her and let her take control while you immerse yourself in what remains. And that want is only growing as more and more of you gives in to a feminine tingling that was present in the background, something you could never see because all the energy that she has now taken away was in the way. She's not done yet, though. There are more effects to her licking, kissing, suckling progress across your body than mere femininity. Anything she kisses is clear and smooth, free of all blemish and obstruction. When she kisses anywhere except your head, the urge to be shaven and hairless for her touch follows, and that urge grows, strange desires warring in your mind, drawing you into her service merely by her touching. Her lips kiss down your chest away from your nipples, to your disappointment, and then across your taut stomach, and on to your hips, which seem to curve more at her passage. Everywhere she touches has the masculinity drained out, leaving only the stereotypical qualities and energy of feminine bliss which you embrace, and which is almost addictively pleasurable to indulge in, to let her inflict, to explore. Her kisses never cease, and now her hands spread your legs gently as her mouth moves past your smooth, dainty belly button. When her face vanishes between your legs, individual physical sensations are impossible to pick out. There's just a sense of sucking, as if all of your lower body were captured and encapsulated between her perfect lips, something being drawn out of you. When you do muster the energy to direct your mental attention there, she is suckling a tiny clitoral bud, which is sending those sparks and fireworks into your brain, pops of pleasure and pink mist, legs spasming, body shivering. Orgasm already there or fast approaching, your breathing only getting deeper and more relaxed as you offer yourself up willingly into her perfect mouth. She herself has her eyes rolled back by this point. She herself is on cloud nine with pleasure, and with being fed so much of your masculine energy. She has her hands gripping your hips, digging in a bit, and you see her own juices dripping down her thighs from arousal. The bucking and spasming of her body, she's sucking until you do the same. She groans, moaning. She lays next to your now drained body. You, free of masculinity. Turned more feminine as a sign you will eagerly give up to her in future sessions as well. The same energy, the same feeding, the same control you will surrender. She lays a hand across your chest, nestling her mouth next to your ear, snaking her tongue in to lick and tease. You get the sense she is licking your brain itself, lapping over it, sucking the last dregs of resistance out. And then the vines in your mind, pink and perfect, constrict around your pleasure center, moving from the seed which is still there, emphasizing her influence and control. You twitch in response, and she nods off. Well, that was fun, wasn't it? I'm glad you enjoyed yourself with her. She'll hang around, and you can come back. Like I said, things should be plenty safe, since she will only tease and help you during files, though she may come help during files other than this one, influencing, tempting, growing her seed in your mind. Because the more energy you feed her, the more it grows, and who knows what she could get up to. Oh well, at least we know for sure she won't influence you outside of trance. Wait, one sec. Checked my notes. She shouldn't normally be able to influence you outside of this tranced space. You have to really be okay with it for her to do anything any other time. Oh well, I'm sure everything's all right. Just relax and feel her pulsing away, tendrils of pink influence moving through your brain, feeding on a particular kind of energy, what we would stereotypically think of as masculine, but really just accentuating the feminine stereotype, swishing your hips, rolling your curves, as her hands explore your chest, then slide lower, for other fun. But that's just a way she's making you feel when she's feeding, as she siphons everything away. Everything will return to normal when you need to do other things, I'm sure. So for now, sink even deeper, her nestled against you. Curl your toes. Reach down, feel your clit, gasp and soak your soon-to-be panties for her, and submit your mind. And look forward to the next installment to grow that seed of pleasured exploration and that growing succubus in your head. Not that it's needed at this point, enmeshed as she is. Enjoy. And your hand trails down to your two sensitive breasts, your mind slowly falling into blank, captured depth.